Mr. Brown's announcement came after authorities detained 8 foreign suspects, all medical professionals, following car bombing attempts in London and Glasgow last week. All 8 had ties to Britain's National Health Service. Mr. Brown told Parliament Wednesday that authorities will also expand background checks on immigrants entering the country to fill skilled jobs, and he promised wider alerts about potential terror suspects.
We'll expand the watch list, which is the cooperation right across the world, from Europe to the Arab states, of potential terrorists, so that we list them in such a way that authorities in different countries can be warned.
6 of the suspects are in custody in London. A 7th is being treated in a Scottish hospital for burns suffered in the attempt to crash a Jeep into the Glasgow airport. An 8th suspect was arrested Monday in Australia as he tried to leave the country. Security analyst Martin Navius says the terrorist link to Britain's medical community raises serious questions.
In terms of how the immigration and the border controls in this country are being managed, how the National Health Service is recruiting personnel, and whether our security services, with all the effort that they have undertaken to now, are actually still missing groups of people who are intent upon plotting terrorist outrages in this country.
Sean Thomas, the deputy director of Britain's National Health Service employers, defended her agency's security clearances.
They go above and beyond the law, and NHS employees locally are required to carry them out. They have been and are in place in a robust manner.
Meanwhile, Britain has reduced its national security level from its highest level, critical, to severe, an indication that authorities no longer consider the threat of a terrorist attack to be imminent. In a statement, Home Secretary Jackie Smith said the action does not mean the threat of terrorism has entirely gone away and urged the public to remain vigilant. Robert Raffel, VOA News.